Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, a new investor note from reliable analyst Ming-Chi Kuo offers new details on Apple's upcoming AR and VR headset. The report explains that Apple has been working on a hybrid ultra-short focal length lens, and it aims to keep the weight of the headset under 150 grams. Current virtual reality headsets typically weigh over 300 grams and have a bulky form factor, so this is something Apple wants to solve for its own headset. One of the key ways Apple plans to do this is by adopting a hybrid ultra-short focal length lens from a company called Fresnel. This lens will not only be smaller and lighter than competitors, but it also offers an improved field of view. Getting the weight of the Apple headset under 150 grams would be a big advantage when compared to similar devices that currently exist. The device will be equipped with lenses made of plastic instead of glass, again for weight savings, but details about the durability of that material are unknown. While AR devices do not provide an immersive experience like VR devices, they generally have a more compact and favorable form factor. So the strategy that Apple has is to make its VR-enabled device also lightweight. Apple's mixed reality headset is expected to be launched sometime in 2022 for around $1,000, but Kuo points out that the shipment could be delayed due to supply issues. In other news today, Apple has said that its upcoming App Tracking Transparency Privacy feature will be applied to all developers equally around the world. This follows reports that the state-backed Chinese Advertising Association had developed workarounds, and it was encouraging adoption of its proprietary identifiers as an alternative if the user were to opt out of tracking through App Tracking Transparency. As a bit of background, the App Tracking Transparency feature is multifaceted. At a technical level, it requires an app to show a permissions dialog and get explicit consent from the user to collect what is called an IDFA identifier. The IDFA allows ad networks to identify the same user device across different applications from different developers. This is because the IDFA does not change. But Apple's policy for app tracking transparency is not just limited to IDFA collection. Apple's rules say that an app cannot do cross-app tracking of any kind without getting explicit permission first. So at a technical level, the operating system can only guarantee that IDFAs cannot be collected without permission. But the associated App Store guidelines apply more broadly to all forms of tracking. So this second part will be enforced by the app review process. If Apple finds applications that are tracking users without consent when app tracking transparency comes into play, they risk their app being removed from the App Store altogether. But of course, it remains to be seen how consistently and rigorously this will happen in practice, because as we know, there are issues with app review and the extent to which the reviewers are able to look into each application with how many submissions the App Store gets. But Apple's latest statement suggests they will take violations seriously. A firm date for when app tracking transparency comes into effect has not been announced by Apple, but it's expected to arrive alongside the release of iOS 14.5, which could come anytime over the next few weeks. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Ulysses is a powerful Apple Design Award-winning writing application for the Mac, the iPad, and the iPhone. I write all of my 9 to 5 Mac articles and 9 to 5 Mac daily notes in Ulysses, and I couldn't recommend it more. It offers a distraction-free writing environment and lets you focus on your text. You can edit your writing anytime and any place with iCloud syncing that keeps everything in check. Users can also publish their writing conveniently from within Ulysses to various blogging platforms complete with images, tags, and more, including WordPress, Ghost, Medium, and most recently, micro.blog. 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can exclusively start using Ulysses for 3 months for free at the link in the show notes below or by heading to ulysses.app/promo/9to5Mac. After that, it's just $5 per month or $40 for the whole year. There's also even lower prices for students. Whenever people ask me about my favorite apps for the iPhone, iPad, and Mac, Ulysses is at the top of the list. My thanks to Ulysses for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. A judge has officially certified a class action lawsuit against Apple over its controversial butterfly keyboard design that plagued the MacBook lineup for years. The lawsuit covers all of the MacBook models that feature a butterfly keyboard. It was first introduced with the 12-inch MacBook in 2015, then came to the MacBook Pro and the MacBook Air. The lawsuit was certified as a class action lawsuit on March 8th in California, but the details were only made public last week. As of right now, the class action lawsuit covers people who bought a MacBook with a butterfly keyboard in 7 states: California, New York, Florida, Illinois, Michigan, New Jersey, and Washington. The lawsuit specifies that the affected MacBook models include the 12-inch MacBook when it was purchased between 2015 and 2017, the MacBook Pro purchased between 2016 and 2019, and the MacBook Air purchased between 2018 and 2019. The lawsuit alleges that Apple knew the butterfly keyboard was defective, and it even cites internal communication between Apple executives, in which one said that, quote, "No matter how much lipstick you tried to put on this pig, it's still ugly," end quote. This, of course, was in reference to the multiple different attempts Apple made at perfecting the butterfly keyboard design over the years. Apple had attempted to argue that this lawsuit should not be a class action lawsuit because it covers multiple different variations of the butterfly keyboard design. The plaintiffs, however, were successful in their argument that the same fundamental design problems affected all variations of the butterfly design. The law firm behind this class action suit is inviting anyone from around the United States to join the class, but they are not yet seeking nationwide certification for the lawsuit, so next steps are unclear. And for Apple, it's trying to put the butterfly keyboard era behind it as it moves forward with all of its new MacBook models featuring a scissor switch design, which it refers to as the Magic Keyboard. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.